Okay, this is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. The half halt is the fundamental way in which we as riders help our horses maintain their balance when we're on their backs. They consist of small conversations between horse and rider that happen at intervals as they're needed. We have the ability to maintain balance in our lives in a similar way. As I looked for clear explanations of what a half halt is while I was preparing this session, I was struck by the vagueness of all the explanations I found. I will try not to be vague in explaining the life half halt. Think about what would happen to your horse if you did not do any half halts during a ride. Keep in mind that if you're an experienced rider, many of your half halts happen subconsciously. Some horses would end up getting gradually faster and more on the forehand. They might start to lean through the corners and maybe even start to careen out of control. Some might lose all motivation to go forward when they're out of balance and end up feeling like their feet are stuck in the mud. Either way, I think we could agree that the lack of balance and support to redirect their energy will end badly. The same thing happens to our lives. You may have noticed that since setting your goals, at times you feel discouraged and like things are totally out of your control, and at others you feel like things have come to a complete standstill. Just like when you're in the saddle, half-halting your life will allow you to rebalance, redirect, and gather energy. Life is ever-changing. Human beings evolve. If we have fixed goals and strategies in the face of all this movement, we will inevitably get stuck. So, what is a half halt for your life? It's super simple. You pause, you keep your eyes up on your goal, you get present where you're at, and you answer four questions. One, what is working? These we commonly refer to as our wins. Two, what is not working? This is identifying the challenges. Three, what have I learned? And four, what am I changing moving forward? These simple questions can help you get re-engaged with your goals, feel renewed motivation, and pivot if you need to. They help you get real and stay honest instead of just putting your head down and hoping for things. They help you create balance because you'll be more aware and make better decisions. These questions help you deal with adversity by making you more able to be supple and flexible when things get bumpy. What is working? What is not working? What have I learned? And what am I changing moving forward? As in riding, it's better to do a half halt before things have gotten a little crazy. If you develop an intentional practice around them, you'll find that you're able to feel more empowered and keep on your intended track a lot more effectively. In the Performance Project, I encourage you to do little half halts every month. They can also be inspired when circumstances change, when new opportunities come up, or when you just need to regroup. One of the reasons coaching is such an effective process for so many people is that it naturally provides an opportunity for these life half halts on a regular basis. As with riding, you'll find yourself with more courage. You may find you have the ability to be more expressive and to change direction and go around corners more easily. So, decide on how often you want to half halt your life. Check in and adjust your strategic plan and gather energy. Adjust the questions to make them yours if you want to, and of course, have fun with it.